All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd of 2024. It is officially NBA tip-off night, so it should be a fun day of DFS with the two-game slate tomorrow. We got a big NBA slate. Two-game slate tonight, big slate tomorrow on Wednesday, so it should be a fun couple days here with NBA tipping off. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. In case you guys missed it, we did release a new video today. So we had a video yesterday about NBA projections. We had a video today about our updates to our NBA model ahead of the season. So we had Will and Eric, our data scientists, on with Jordan doing an interview style. You can check that out via the banner down here at the bottom, or you can go to our YouTube channel, find it there as well. So check those out, and we're going to be releasing more and more videos as the days go on here throughout the week, throughout the next couple weeks, trying to get you guys all caught up on how to beat NBA DFS in 2024. But with that said, let's start with questions that came in the Discord first, and then we'll jump over to the live YouTube chat. So first question, how often should you late swap for an NBA slate? It's a good question. Going to depend on one thing. Going to depend if you are on Ultimate or not. This will matter slightly. So if you are not on Ultimate, then what you mostly want to pay attention to is if there are significant projection changes to any player on the slate, not just the ones in your lineup. So if you come, this is all messed up. So if you go to our Discord and you go and look at the lineup alert channels, just show you guys. So we have our lineup alert channel. So you're going to want to keep an eye on this NBA channel here, and you're going to want to see if there are sims throughout the night where it's listed as, hey, you know, this player got ruled out, projection move plus or minus, Anytime you see that, you're definitely going to want to late swap, because even if they're not in your lineup, they could open up a significant value on the slate, and you want to take advantage of that. So if you're on non-ultimate, keep an eye on those things. Another way to get notified, as opposed to just keeping an eye on the Discord, is our alerts. You know, you go to this bell up here in the top right. You can go to the settings, and you could set two sets of alerts, players out / zero projection, or significant projection changes, where we will send an alert if a player's projection changes by plus or minus 20%. Here is the default. You could turn this on. You could adjust this number if you want it to be less. If you're like, hey, I want to know, you know, player's projection moves by 10% or something like that, right? So you can set this up, and anytime we run sims and your players move, one, it will notify you in the app, and then two, we have our mobile alerts, right? If you guys aren't familiar with those, you can go to our help docs. You know, mobile alerts are going to be huge for NBA season, right? Good to get this set up before the season starts. How to set up mobile SaberSim notifications. You can set it up where we will send you a push notification to your phone and let you know, hey, you know, this player is out or this player's projection change. And, you know, that'll help you decide what you want to do. So I just dropped the link to the mobile notifications here in the YouTube chat. Now, if you are on Ultimate, right, we started with non-Ultimate, so I'll talk about Ultimate now. I would be swapping at every swap window, and I would be doing it regardless of whether you are playing on whatever site, because even if we don't have live fields, we still have live projections. So, you know, the live projections are still going to matter with the contest sim. So taking advantage of live projections, regardless of the site you're playing on, is good. On DK, you have the added benefit of having the live fields, so that's good as well. Also, you know, remember that we are rebuilding fields at throughout the night for even if, you know, we don't have live ownership, right? If you know, LeBron gets ruled out and, you know, the Lakers shift around the rotation, our live fields will have updated ownership, even if it's not actual for the games that have already started. Such and that's going to be on sites like FanDuel, like Yahoo, like Owner's Box, where we don't have the live fields. But on DK, we will have that live field with that added benefit. So remember those things and swap as much as you can. All right. Can you cover new SaberSim lineup filling for contests like the FanDuel 3 Max 100 person? I don't know how to fill those with the appropriate sorting since the entry fees don't get pulled in. I'm on the starter package. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, let's say I build lineups for tonight, right? I'm just going to build 500. And remember that sliders are being determined based on number of games on the slate. So I'm not going to update this at all. So let's let these lineups run. And they are just about finished. All right, so what I would be doing is coming in here, changing my Saber score to small slate, 100 to 1K, right? I know that you said it's 100 person. So basically anything 100 or even like less than 100, I would just be using the smallest one available. So the smallest number of entries in this Saber score. And then if you switch it to that, then you'll be all set, right? So that's a sorting metric you want to use. If you're filling a bunch of these at the same time, you can treat them as a portfolio and you can fill them all together. So, you know, come into direct fill, set your Saber score, make your adjustments, uniques, whatever you want to do, and then fill your lineups via the save button, right? I've seen some users coming in here and going over to the three dots and using this save to CSV option. This is just the raw lineups, okay? So if I click this, you're going to see it says lineups. So I was saying if your file says lineups and you're trying to upload it as entries, it's going to be wrong. What you want to do, make sure you click save to contest, this green button. Click it. And then once you have an entries file, you're going to get, you're going to go to the top left where it says download entry file for FanDuel. You click that button and then you're going to get a file that says entries ... right? So you want to get that entries one. That's going to be the one that you want to use. So unless you're using the lineups and like some outside source specific, you know, personalized built stuff, you probably want to click the green save button. All right, next question. Can you explain what the aggregate metrics are and why they are important when building lineups? Yeah, good question. So the aggregate metrics allow you to take a little bit of a zoomed out approach and look at your lineups on a high level. So rather than looking at them lineup by lineup, player by player, you know, looking at the summary statistics and looking at the exposures, well, what you get to do is you get to see, you know, how this set of lineups looks as a whole. So the way that I use this most often is, do I have a custom sim? Okay, I do. Great. So the way that I use this is I always say, you know, regardless of your plan, have an average projection aggregate metric. And then if you're on ultimate, have a ROI metric. Right. So those are two really good aggregate metrics to have based on our analysis of post contest sims on the build review show that we do every day. And, you know, these two things end up mattering a lot. Right. So what I want to do is I want to figure out, okay, you know, let's find a balance between our exposures, our leverages, our diversification, and our aggregate metrics. So what that looks like is coming in here, setting up my two metrics that I discussed. So I have average projection, average ROI. Now, you know, some of these leverages leverages look a little high, right? Like Carl Anthony Towns, you know, 100%. It's not terrible to have it at this, but you know, I'm just looking at these numbers, right? 47, 63, 43, and then kind of like a big drop off from there, right? So maybe I want to smooth this out a little bit. I don't want to be so concentrated on a few of these players. So what I could do is I can come in here and I get to start adjusting the uniques, right? This is something that we highly recommend. This gets you more diversification in your set. So when I adjust this, what I'm doing is I'm looking to see how much these aggregate metrics are changing and how much my leverages are changing, right? So going from one unique, 288.5 points, 65% ROI, I drop it to two. Well, projection goes down 0.4. ROI actually moves up very, very slightly there. And I should be using the ROI sorting metric. I changed it to Saber score. Let's go back. Okay, uniques, 284.3 and then 93% ROI. So uniques two slightly changes. Uniques three. We went from 284.5 to 283.99, and ROI is down like 3%. So here I've gotten to three uniques, which is increasing diversification in my lineups, which is lowering exposures to players, increasing my player pool, lowering these leverages, and I haven't sacrificed that much in overall lineup metrics. And that's what I'm trying to use these for. I'm trying to say, are the changes I'm making me sacrifice things that matter in the post-contest sim? We've seen projection matter. We've seen ROI matter. Now, I don't want to sacrifice too much of that to get diversification, but I'm okay finding a balance here, right? So one unique to three is like totally cool so far. Mini uniques of four, we take a huge drop, right? We go from 90% ROI to 69% ROI. And then we go from 283.99 points to 282.1. So almost down 2 points in projection, down 20% in ROI. All the other changes up to that point were like single digit ROI percentages, or, you know, non-whole number differences in projection. So I would go back to three, right? But at least at this point, you know, we were seeing 47% leverage, 60% leverage, right? All these like really big numbers. And now our highest leverages are like 32, 32, 31, 23. And, you know, our highest exposure to any one player is 85%. So we've successfully done, you know, basically what I was trying to do is smooth out, you know, my lineups and spread out some exposure, not be so concentrated, but maintaining those high standard aggregate metrics. So that's the way I would be using these heading into NBA season. All right. Ben, we're jumping over to the live YouTube chat now. It was our last question in the Discord. So Ben said, in the context of contest sims, define ROI, cash rate, win rate, please. I have assumptions, but would like to know. Sure. So when we run the contest sim, we are running it 100,000 times, right? So imagine we're playing a $1 single entry. Well, if you run it 100,000 times, you're going to have $100,000 in entry fees. So what we do is we run it, we add up all the money that the lineup won, and then that goes in the numerator, and then the entry fees go in the denominator. So say the lineup won 110,000. So we would do 110,000, which is the winnings, divided by the entry fees, which is 100,000. And then the percentage that is returned is your ROI. So in that case, you would have 10% ROI, or 11%, I think 10% though, 10% ROI that lineup would have achieved in the contest sim. So that's ROI. Cash rate is how often the lineup is getting across the pay line, right? I think most of these contests are, you know, 20 to 25%. I know FanDuel is running like a couple guaranteed overlay, like 50% of the field gets paid. So for the 50% of the field that gets paid, you know, the cash rate would be, hey, how often is this lineup getting in that top 50%? And then win rate is simply how often the lineup takes first place and first place only in the contest sim. So those are those three. All right, Michael said, morning, guys. I'm trying to set my lineups for tomorrow's big NBA schedule, assuming no players. When should I use the SaberSim projections, please? So for any day of NBA projections, we're running on like an East Coast time schedule. So like today, you know, this slate is still 3 hours away. The projections for tomorrow's games will not be up until tomorrow. So what I would probably recommend is coming back around 10 a.m. Eastern time. You know, you're going to have to convert that. I'm pretty sure Michael is in Australia. So whatever time difference that ends up being, but you want to be 10 a.m. Eastern is probably a good time to log on and start looking at tomorrow's 12-game slate or whatever that is. All right, Ben said, does the save contest feature automatically sort by your selected choice for each contest when you choose target? Yes. So when you choose target, what we're going to do, so you got to do two things. One, you have to have an entries file in. So right now I don't have an entries file. So you notice I'm not using target here, right? I'm just using the manual one that I created because there is no target to view. So have an entries file. And then once you have an entries file, then you can use target. And then if you're indirect fill, what we're going to do is we're going to average all the ROIs for all of the contests that you have selected in this arrow. So if you want to go contest by contest, then you would want to select one contest at a time. If you're in autofill, even though you have all of the contests selected, we will use the specific contest sim ROI when filling your lineups. So if you're looking for a little bit more info on how direct fill versus autofill works, do have another good tutorial for you guys in the SaberSim tutorials, autofill versus direct fill and fill methods, which I will drop here in the YouTube chat. All right, keeping it rolling. Thomas said, how do I build winning NBA lineups? Good question. So, you know, you're going to want to, you know, kind of follow a process here, like very, very simple, right? Come in here. If you're on FanDuel, you don't have to make any adjustments to projections. If you're on DK, make your two minor adjustments to projections. I would be, you know, trusting a lot of our defaults. You know, we work super hard on our model. You're going to see, you can go and listen to Eric and Will talk on that model interview today and, you know, try and get some insight into what is all going into the process there. And then come in here, build your lineups. You know, use the best sorting metric you have available. If that's SaberScore on the starter plan, that's ROI on the ultimate. And then come in here, manage your risk, make some tweaks to your lineups via unique, set your aggregate metrics up, try and build a unique lineup for every entry that you have, and you know, rock and roll from there. So that's going to be one of the best ways to do that initially. And then after the slate's over, right, especially if you're playing on DK, go back and study your results, right? And then it's the beginning of the season. You're going to have to iterate. You're going to have to update your process. You know, one of the best things that you can do is write down your process every single step. So you have this objective checklist of things that you know you want to do. That way, when you're reviewing, you know, you're not just like throwing things at a wall every day and trying to see if they stick. You have something consistent that you can change or update or add to or delete from as the season goes on. So having a consistent process, studying your process, studying the best lineups in your contest, and sometimes, you know, just remembering that less is more with the Sims, being available to late swap to optimize your lineups as the night goes on and capture news. That is NBA DFS in a nutshell. All right. Deshaun said, would you use filters to create a player pool like only show players with X projection? I think it's fine to curate your player pool. You know, if you want to avoid players who might not even make it into the game, you know, players with a very low projection or players with very low minutes, I think it's okay to do that. On a 2-game slate, I might leave it open just because you don't know what's going to happen. And that might be a way of getting different. So especially at the beginning of the year, you have an idea what rotations will look like, but I don't know, anything can happen on a 2-game slate. So in general, I think it's good idea to, you know, curate your player pool. That way, no players sneak in your lineup that you know you don't want. So, yeah, keep that in mind as the season gets going here. All right. Those are the questions that came in the YouTube chat. So caught up there. Jumping back to office hours. Looks like we're caught up there as well. So reminder, we have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern, so about 40 minutes from now. Do have plenty of people to get to today. But until then, I will see you guys all at about 5 Eastern here. And then after the build review, you guys can roll into building your NBA lineups. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all soon. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.